天要跟各位带来的信息是叫为什么是神的恩典。
Today, the message we bring is what's God's grace.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开以弗所书第二章。
If you have a Bible, please open to Ephesians chapter 2.
其实今天所要这个涵盖的经文是从第二章的第一节到第十节。
The verse we're going to cover is from chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
但是在这段经文当中最有名的还是第八节跟第九节。
But the focus is on verse 8 and 9.
大家都刚刚念了一下。
We just read a moment ago.
我几乎是每隔一个月都会听到一篇讲道讲这个经文。
I almost heard a sermon on this scripture so almost every month.
等一下我们有机会还会再讨论这两节经文。
We'll discuss about these two verses.
什么是神的恩典？
So what's God's grace?
如果有人问你什么是神的恩典，
If someone asks you what's God's grace,
那你可能会这样回答说，恩典是从神而来的免费的礼物。
You might say grace is a free gift from God.
这个礼物是为我们人类解决罪的问题。
To solve the sin of human being.
这个答案听起来很不错。
This doesn't sound bad.
很可惜的是并不完全。
But it's not accurate.
如果你在教会里长大，你看到很多的基督徒。
If you grew up in churches, you saw many Christians.
你了解教会的情况。
You know situations in church.
如果刚刚讲的就是这个信仰的基础的话。
If this is the foundation of your faith.
你在教会里面会看得很失望，有很多人好像没有什么生命的改变。
You might be disappointed in church that you didn't see many people have a changed life.
如果你真正了解神的恩典。
If you truly understand what's God's grace,
你的生命必会有改变。
You must have a changed life.
觉得你的生命没有什么改变的话，
If your life's not changed,
那对不起，你对神的恩典还有一层不够认识。
Sorry, you might not fully understand God's grace.
我们来了解一下恩典它的定义。
Now let's talk about definition for grace.
我们刚刚讲说恩典是个礼物。
We just talked about grace is a gift.
这个礼物是从神而来的。
It's from God.
不是我们去争取的。
It's not what we earn.
也不是我们努力以后得到的。
It's not a result of our effort.
而是神白白送给我们的。
But freely given to us from God.
但是我们讲到礼物的时候，你不会为这个礼物付钱的。
When we talk about gift, it's something you don't pay.
都是免费的。
It's all free.
可是有多少礼物你拿到以后，把你的生命都改变了呢？
But how many gifts has changed your life?
比方说我们去参加一个机构所办的活动。
For example, we go to an activity from some organizations.
往往他们有一个小的礼物赠送啊。
Usually they have some small gifts.
给你一个小小的袋子。
A small package.
那里面呢有的是一个拆信的刀。
Maybe a knife.
还有呢就是一个这个一本小小的便条纸。
A post-it.
那这我还是昨天去我们办那个我以前在 C-Farm 做事的那个礼物店去买来的。
This is what I bought from the gift shop from State Farm that I worked before.
只是为了要跟各位解释一下。
Just for show here.
好，那里面呢就有一个便条纸啊。那我们讲到这个上面呢也印有这个不同的这个标志。
There's logos from the organization.
用你的想象力，这是一个免费的礼物。
So just imagine this is a free gift.
请问这本小小的便条纸能够改变你的生命吗？
So can this change your life?
当然没有。
Certainly not.
我可以拿这个来记一下东西。
I might use this to note down something.
但是有一件事情，这不是必须的。
But this is not necessary.
这也不是不可缺少的。
This is not indispensable.
更不是说很贵的。
This is not something very costly.
我昨天去买的时候，应该是前天了哈。去买的时候，我付了三毛钱。
I paid 30 cents a day before yesterday.
对，你如果想要买一本这样的便条纸
，Yes, if you want to purchase a
notebook, 你随便到哪个店去买，都很易如反掌。
You can easily get it from any store.
即便这个便条纸是免费送给你的
，Even though it's a free gift,
它不能改变你的生命。
It will not change your life.
因为它不是贵重的，也不是必须的。
Because it's not something costs a lot and it's not necessary.
你不需付出很大的代价就可以得到。
You don't have to pay much to get this.
但是如果有一个人，
But if someone
他发现他需要一个很大的手术
need a surgery
事关呢生死的大手术
a fatal surgery
如果这个手术不能执行的话他可能会死去
She will not live without this
而且呢这个手术很贵
And this surgery costs a lot
这个经费呢大的惊人这个人根本就负担不起
The price is astonishingly high that he cannot afford
那这个人呢有个好的朋友
He has a good friend
我不知道你有没有这样好的朋友。
I don't know if you have a good friend like this.
这个朋友把自己的财产全部变卖了，让他去这个执行这个手术。
This friend sell off his property to pay the surgery first.
这个朋友给了他一个什么？一个礼物。
So this friend gave him a what? A gift.
但这个礼物跟这个便条纸来比的话，不可同日而言了，对不对
？And this gift is different than that notebook.
那是完全不一样。
It's totally different.
我们知道这个手术是非做不可的，不可缺少的。
First surgery is necessary. It's indispensable.
然后我们刚刚也谈到这个手术非常的昂贵。
And we also just said this, this surgery is very costly.
可是他的朋友变卖了他自己所有的，为帮助他，帮他付了。
But his friend sell off all he has and to pay this off.
对这个生病的人需要手术的人他的生命会不会有改变
So this person in the need of surgery will have a change in his life
我想不用回答我们也知道
So we need this answer you know that his life will be changed
这个重点不是因为免费才产生了这个生命的改变
So the point is not that this gift is free that so he changed his life
而这个重点是在于这是不可缺少的而且是非常昂贵
The key is this gift is indispensable and it's precious.
所以我今天的这个跟弟兄姊妹要来分享这些经文呢，他就讲到了神的恩典。
So I'd like to share with brothers and sisters this about the for the scriptures. Talk about God's grace.
虽然是免费的，可是它是非常昂贵，而且是不可缺少的。
God's grace, even though it's free, but it's necessary, indispensable, and it's precious.
请大家看这个圣经上讲到以弗所书二章一到十节。
Now let's look at chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
等一下我们会仔细来念每一节经文。
We will read it in just a moment.
那大呢体的来讲可以分成三段。
Now we can separate into three parts.
第一个的是第一节到第三节，第二个是第四节到第七节，第三个是第八节到第十节。
So verse 1-3, verse 4-7, and then verse 8-10.
第一节讲到的是神的救恩不只是免费的，而且是不可缺少的。
First, we talk about God's grace is not only free, but it's indispensable.
第二个讲到神的恩典。不仅是不可缺少的，而是由神付了极大的代价。
Then they talk about God's grace is not only indispensable, but God paid a great deal.
然后第三个讲到，如果我们明白神的恩典是不可缺少，而且很大的代价的话，这恩典会给我们带来生命的冲击跟改变。
The third is if we understand God's grace is indispensable and precious, this.Grace will bring an impact to our life and change our lives.
所以呢，我们从第一点开始讲。
Now we start with this first point.
讲到恩典是必须的，是不可缺少的。
We talk about grace is necessary and indispensable.
我们这边有这个PowerPoint， 请各位帮我念一下以弗所书第二章第一节到第三节。
Now please read chapter 2, verse 1-3.
来，请帮我念一下。来， please. 请。你们死在过犯罪恶中他救你们活过来那时你们在其中所信为人随从今世的风俗随从古董掌权者的领袖就是今经被逆子心中运行的邪我们从前也过犯放纵肉体的私欲随着肉体和心中所喜好的稍微的把这一段经文做一个总结。
Now let's do a summary.
讲到说我们这个人呢、是属于世界的。
We talk about we are of this world.
因为我们是属于世界的，所以我们行事为人都是跟随这个世界的风俗。
So we follow the ways of this world.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们有罪，我们都死在罪中。
Because of our sin, we all died in our sin and transgressions.
请看下一页啊。讲到是说大家都死在罪中，那这个重点是在这个死字。
Talk about we all died in our sin. The focus is die.
今天世界上很多很多的人都觉得我们有这个罪，是因为我们有病。
Many people today think that we have sin because of our we have sickness.
那但是病跟死是两回事，对不对？
But death and sick are two different things.
在属灵的层面上，我们是死的，不是生病。
We're dead in spirit instead of sickness.
生病跟死亡是很大的不同。
Sick is very different from death.
如果你生病了，那病可能有重的，可能有轻的。
If you're sick, you know, maybe a very serious or a minor.
但这个病总是要医治的。
But you need some medical treatment.
你去找了高明的医生，这个、医生就给你诊断。
You go to see a good doctor, a doctor will have a diagnosis for you.
然后给你开药，你就要吃药，然后医生给你建议要做这个，要做那个，注意饮食，要运动。
Give you prescriptions, and then you take some medicine, and you pay attention to your diet, and maybe exercise, do so and so.
那在养病的时候呢，你一定要听医生的话，然后去吃药啊，去运动啊，就你的病就会慢慢好转。
During the recovery, you have to follow the doctor's instruction, that then you might really recover.
我们不谈这个医生有多高明哈。
We're not talking about how good this doctor is.
但是我们可以说，你一定有参与。
But we can say that you really take part of this.
他要你吃药，你不吃药，你病就不会好。
If he asks you to take a medicine, you didn't do it, you won't be healed.
那这个人呢，自己一定有一些贡献。
So this person, a sick person, he has a contribution in this healing.
变好。如果一个人死了，
If someone is died,
这个人没有。需要去 找医生啊，医病啊，没有必要了。
He no longer needed to see a doctor.
他所需要的是什么？
So what do he need now?
他需要复活，对不对？
He need come back from life, from death to life.
死人需要复活。
A dead person need to come back to life.
死的人没有什么程度上的不同。
There's no degree. There's no difference in the degree.
如果我们讲说这个人真的是从死里复活了。
If this person really come back to life from death,
他自己不会有什么贡献。
He will not contribute anything in this process.
那圣经一再的告诉我们，不是在我们的罪中病。
Bible repeatedly telling us we're not sick in our sin.
不是在罪中病了，我们要请神这位医生来医我们的病。
It's not like because we're sick in sin that we ask God to heal us.
如果我们真是这样以为的话，我们就会觉得这个罪不是那么严重。
If it's also that you don't think their sin is very serious.
太多太多人以为自己是在罪中病。
So too many people thought they are just sick in their sins.
那如果是这样的想法的话，那人就会讲，我是个罪人，我需要神。
If it's also you may say, oh, I'm a sinner, I need God.
可是呢，我自己还是个好人。
But I'm still a good person.
我不会像那些需要重生的死刑犯啊，已经被枪毙的那种。
I'm not like a bad person condemned to death.
我只要神帮助我一点点就够了。
I only need a little help from God.
那我可以自己来。
I can do it myself.
这样一来的话，这个神的帮助就是一部分的帮助，不是全部的帮助，不是绝对的帮助。
So such help from God is only a partial God, a partial help. It's only relative.
假如是这样的想法的话，那就不再是一个不可缺少的了。
So this help is. So this grace is not indispensable.
圣经在这里指示我们，不管人是不是相信神。
So Bible tells us here, regardless whether you trust or not, trust God or not.
可是每个人的灵在出生的时候，在神眼中都是一样的，是死的。
So everyone's the same. Upon your death, you're dead in. Upon your birth, I'm sorry, you're dead in spirit.
罗马书第三章讲到说，没有人寻求神。
In Romans chapter 3 it said no one seeks God.
他们不知道自己的灵在神面前是死的。
They didn't know their dead in spirit.
还是反过来，是每个人的自我感觉都很好。
They all feel good about themselves.
那我这里讲到说，很多人呢自己以为是说是一个无私的，是大公无私的人。
Here talk, many people thought they are a very selfishless people.
其实呢，他的动机是很自私的。
But indeed, actually, their motive is very selfish.
在神的眼中是有罪的，是败坏的。
They are sinful and they are corrupted in God's eye.
啊，很多这个就是 survey 或者民调里面指出，很多美国人会祷告。
In many surveys, it says most Americans will pray.
然后很多美国人都相信有神。
Most Americans trust in God.
他们都是在努力行善，在这里寻求神。
They try to do good and try to seek God.
可是这一样的动机还是不够的。
But their motive is not good.
举三个例子来讲。
Now let's have three examples.
我在这个 PowerPoint 上有提出来。
That's in the PowerPoint.
很多人家里有酗酒的人。
There are alcoholics in many families.
那他的家人呢，会这样子在说。
And their family might say.
他说这些年来，我以为我爱他。
In so many years that we thought we loved him.
我为他收拾烂摊子，为他牺牲，为他隐瞒。
We clean after him. We sacrifice for him. We cover him up.
那这样做呢，以为是在爱他。
In doing so, we're showing love to him.
在做的时候，我觉得这是完全一种无私的表现。
In doing so, we think this is selfishness.
可是后来想想是非常自私的。
But afterwards, we thought about this. Oh, actually, we're pretty selfish.
自私的原因要看看他背后的动力是什么。
The reason we say so is because of our motive.
他们很快就发现，是他的动力是觉得自己很有办法，他能够帮助别人。
We found our motive is actually we thought we were very capable of helping him.
那这些好事呢，好像是在替这个酗酒的人在做。
This good works, as if we are doing for him.
其实是为自己在做。
But actually, we're doing for ourselves.
其实在利用这个机会呢，要让自己觉得自己比别人好，自己很杰出。
We're taking advantage of this opportunity, to prove that we're good, we're better than others.
还有一种呢，是努力向善的人。
There's another kind of people that, they make effort in doing good.
这种人很多。
There are many people in the world today, like this.
这些人在努力做好人。
They try to be a good person.
那他们呢，有的是在这里读经，努力的做好人，在这里祷告。
They read the Bible, they pray, and they try to do good.
以为说把读经祷告做好了。
They thought, if they do good, in prayer and the reading Bible.
因为这样的话，神就欠了他们。要赐福给他了。
They thought by doing so, God is obligated to bless them.
他以为他这样做呢，神就应该垂听他的祷告。
God have to answer their prayers.
觉得神就应该让他上天堂。
In doing so, God have to allow them.
那在周围的人呢，都要看他很圣洁，很属灵。
And people around have to respect them.
都应该尊重他。所以，仔细想想的话。他的动机还是不纯洁。
So really, their motive is not pure.
他以为自己是无私的，其实是自私的。
They thought they are selfishless, but actually they are still selfish.
第三种人，大家都说他是好人。
The third kind of people, everyone said they are good.
好人在外面看起来是好人。
They appear as a good person.
那这些好人呢，他们会说我努力的在顺服神，我努力在做好人，为的是什么呢？
These good people say, I strive to obey God and try to do good. What's my purpose?
其实他为的就是要靠自己，要希望自己能够有一切的控制。
So really they are actually relying on themselves, they can take control.
啊，做自己的救主。
That be their own saviors.
这样的人还是不明白神的恩典。
This kind of people still don't understand God's grace.
这种人呢，常常会陷在一个困惑当中。
This kind of people they might often frustrated.
他们会觉得说自己明明是个好人，做的都是善事，为什么神还不听他祷告
？They might think, oh yeah, we're a good person. We do all good works. Why God didn't answer my prayer?
有时还会因为这样的情形向神生气。
They might even get angry with God.
那他们的无私其实是自私。
So their selfishness is actually their selfishness.
他们是要神照着他的意思去做。
They actually ask God to do their will.
他们不明白神的恩典是什么。
They did not truly understand what's God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚一路这样讲过来，要记住一件事情：我们在神眼中都是死的。
Brother and sister, remember that we are all dead in God's sight.
不管你是好人还是坏人，都是一样的。
Regardless you're a good person or a bad person,
没有程度上的不同。
There's no difference in the degree.
我们没有任何功劳。
We didn't have any contribution.
我们都是死了，不是病了。
We're all dead.
我们需要神的恩典才能够活过来。
We need God's grace to come back to life.
所以讲到神的恩典是不可缺少的。
So we say God's grace is indispensable.
如果我们能够想到这样的事情，
So when we thought about this,
说大家都是死在罪中，不是是死，不是生病。第二讲到是自以为是无私的，其实是自私的。假如我们了解这两点，
If you remember these two points, that we're dead, not sick in our, in the spirit.And we're selfish, not selfishless.
那这个时候呢，我们就会变得很谦卑。
Then we might become humbled.
会了解自己的有限。
We know our limit.
在马太福音五章三节里面说，虚心的人有福了。
In Matthew chapter five, verse three says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
那这里讲的不是说啊，在这个财务上面很贫穷。
This is not talking about you're poor financially.
啊，需要别人来帮助你。
Need someone to help you in finance.
而是讲到我们灵里根本是破产的。
It's talking about you're poor in spirit.
在神面前我们一无所有。
They have nothing in front of God.
除非神能够大力的支援我们，除非我们得到他的拯救，我们是不能得救的。
Will not be saved unless God really help us and deliver us.
当你真是知道自己只能够靠恩典才能得救的时候，
When you really know that you can only be saved by God's grace,
你会深深地体会到自己在灵里是何等的贫穷。
You will deeply know that how poor you are in the spirit.
一个真正灵里贫穷的人，他绝对不会去看轻别的人。
A person really poor in spirit will not despise another person.
如果看到别人在道德上失败的时候，他不会自己以为比别人好。
When he see another person stumble morally, he will not think he's better than another person.
去看不起别人。
And despise him.
那谦卑也是指说，即使你很有钱，你财务上很过得去啊，大家很谦卑过得去。
Humble also means if you're okay financially.
但是你也不会去看不起那些在财务上过不去的人。
You will not look down someone who has financial issues.
啊，不会去看清人家说他努力不够了。
You will not think that he didn't put enough efforts.
如果你会那样的想法的话，也就是说你根本不明白神的恩典。
If you thought so, that means you didn't understand God's grace.
在神面前，在神的恩典面前，我们都是无助的人。
In front of God, in front of God's grace, we're all helpless.
不管是好人是坏人，人人都需要神的恩典。
Regardless you're good or bad, everyone needs God's grace.
我们知道救恩是免费的。
When our grace is free.
我们不明白这个救恩是不可缺少的时候。
But we don't understand when we don't understand the saving grace is indispensable.
这个救恩对你的生命不会有冲击，也不会有改变。
The saving grace will not impact your life and change your life.
我们需要谦卑自己才能领受到救恩的重要性。
We must humble ourselves in order to understand the importance of grace.
当你发现神的恩典是不可缺少的时候，
When you found that God's grace is indispensable,
你的生命才会有改变。
Your life will be changed.
我们请看下一页。这在以弗所书第二章第四节到第七节的地方讲到第二点。
Now we talk about second point from verse 4 to 7.
讲到神恩典的代价是极其珍贵极其宝贵。
It says the cost of God's grace is precious. It costs God a great deal.
弟兄姊妹帮我念一下好吧来请。
Now let's read together.基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他称丰厚的恩典所施的恩赐显明给后来的世代。
弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典到底有多宝贵？
Really, how precious is God's grace?
好，我们来看这一段经文里面大概讲了三点。
Now, there are three points in this paragraph.
第一点是讲到他使我们活过来。
First, it talked about he made us alive.
刚刚我们讲到都是死的，现在他使我们活过来。
Just talk about we were dead, but now he made us alive.
第二点讲到是怎样活过来呢？耶稣基督已经复活了，我们也要跟他一样，与基督一起复活。
Then it talked about how we live. It has raised us up with Christ.
第三点讲到是说耶稣基督复活以后在哪里，在天上，对不对？
The third point talk about after Christ resurrected, where is he? He's in heaven.
所以第三点讲到是我们要跟基督一样一同坐在天上。
So the third point talk about we will sit with Christ in the heavenly realm.
何等宝贵。
How precious.
但是呢更宝贵的
But what's more precious?
是在整个过程当中是怎样的一个情形。
It's what happened in this process.
这里有三个动词。
There are three verbs here.
那我们看这段经文里面讲的是第一个是叫活过来。
The first talk about the made us alive.
第二个是一起复活。
The second says raised us up.
那第三个是一起坐在天上。
Third talk about seated us up with Christ in heavenly realms.
非常叫人惊讶的地方。
The astonish point here is
是这三个动词它的这个时态。
It's the tense of these verbs.
都是过去式的时态。
They're all past tense.
什么叫做过去时的时态？
What's past tense?
那也就是说在当你相信耶稣基督的时候，
It means when you believe in Jesus Christ,
你就已经跟基督完全联合了。
You are already with him.
是已经完成了。
It's something completed.
这个跟别的宗教很大的不同。
This is very different in other religions.
你去看世界各式各样的宗教，他们所强调的就是说要人要去行善。
You might see in many all kinds of religions that talk about doing good.
如果你的行善，你的善事做得够多的话，也许有一天你可以上天堂。
They say if you're doing enough good, someday in the future you might go to heaven.
所以神还要衡量你好事做得够不够。
So God will weigh you if you have done enough good.
可是，在我们的信仰当中，不是这样讲。
But it's different in our belief.
他是说我们跟基督已经联合了，当我们信他的时候。
It says we're with Christ when we believe in him.
是一个过去式的动词。
It's a past tense.
表示我们已经在天堂与基督同坐了。
It means we're already with him.
就表示说
completed it.
我们接受耶稣救主作为救主以后，我们就跟基督一起联合了。
It means when we receive Christ as Jesus as our Savior, we are united with him.
弟兄姊妹们，你能不能想一想什么叫联合？
Brothers and sisters, think about what's united.
也就是说，耶稣基督所做的一切，他所得到的一切，都变成我们的了。
It means whatever Jesus has done, whatever he has, become ours.
我们也可以受到神对基督一样的尊重。
We can also be respected.By God, as God respects Jesus,
我们也可以受到基督被神所接纳的那个分量。
We also accepted by God as Christ, as God accepts.
凡是基督所配得的，我们都得了。
So everything Christ has, we have.
这个后果比我们想象中要好得多。
This is far better than our imagination.
耶稣配得的，我们都配得。
Whatever Jesus has, we have.
我们本来应该承受的，耶稣都替我们承受了。
But everything we deserve, the punishment, Jesus bore for us.
在哥林多后书五章二十节里面讲。二十一节里面讲
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21
神按照基督的公义来对待我们
It says we become the righteousness of God in him
但是按照我们的罪来对待基督
And he is made to be sin on our behalf
我们有罪该死的部分理当由我们来承担
The sin deserved death should be borne by us
但是由基督替我们承受了
But Christ bore for us
基督在十字架上承受了肉体的死亡
Christ did not only bore the death of flesh on cross
你还记得耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候
Do you remember when he was cross crucified
他的手脚都被钉了钉子
His hand and feet are all nailed
他头上戴了荆棘冠冕扎得好痛
He had a thorn crown
耶稣没有为这些在那里大声呼喊说
But he cried out
他没有说我的手我的脚我的头好痛好痛苦
He didn't say how painful his hand his feet and his head
他喊的是什么
What did he cry
他说我的神为什么离弃我
my God Why have you forsaken me?
因为在那一刹那，他失去了跟父神美好的关系跟沟通。
Because at that moment he's disconnected, cut off from Godfather.
他不仅承受了罪应得的死亡。
He not only suffered a death deserved by sin.
他也经历了永恒永死的痛苦。
He also suffered the forever death that is separation with God, with Godfather.
为了你，为了我的罪，他跟神隔绝了。
For yours and my sin, he's disconnected with God.
这是极大的代价，他为我们付出了极大的代价。
This is a huge cost that he paid for us.
这个代价我们付不起。
We cannot afford this.
只有耶稣基督付得起。
Only Jesus can do this.
因为他是这样的宝贝。
Because he's So precious.
虽然这个礼物是免费的
Even though this is a free gift.
如果我们不能看到这个礼物的贵重
If we do not see the preciousness of this gift.
我们的生命是不会改变的
Our life won't be changed.
好那我们下面就讲到恩典能够造成一个人生命的改变
Now we see, talk about how grace changed your life.
我们先看以弗所书第二章第八节跟第九节
Now, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
请大家帮我念一下，好吧？来，请。
Please read for us.
这节经文里面，你觉得哪个字对你，或哪两个字对你来讲是很重要的？
Which words really hit you in these paragraphs?
在我来看的话，最后两个字
，in my opinion,
自夸。
In my opinion, the last two words, boast.
我觉得每个人都有这样的一个趋向，哈。
I think everyone has this tendency.
喜欢为自己夸口。
Like to boast themselves.
在十七世纪的时候，英国有个作家。
There is an English writer in 17th century.
他的名字叫 Thomas Brooks.
Thomas Brooks.
他写过一本书。
He wrote a book.
谈到说人怎么自夸。
Talk about how to boast yourself.
说每一个人呢都为了要建立自己的自信心。
He talked about the method how to establish your confidence.
那要建立自信心的方法呢，就是不断的夸口自己。
And the method is, you boast about yourself ceaselessly.
不断地贬低别人， 来建立自己的自信心。
And talk down other people's to establish your confidence.
他讲到有三种人。
Talk about three kinds of people.
啊，在那是当时了，十七世纪。
At that time.
一种是穷人，一种是中产阶级的人，一种是有钱人。
The poor, the middle class, and the rich.
呀、yeah. ，那这三种人呢？他们自己有自己的方法来建立自己的自信心。
They all have their methods to establish their confidence.
很多穷人呢，他看不起中产阶级的人。
Many poor people look down the middle class.
嗯，因为他们过得很苦，他们觉得社会对他们不公平。
These poor people live a miserable life. They think that the society mistreated them.
社会践踏了他们。
The society system tried them.
所以呢，那些人以为中产阶级的人呢，不过是他们运气好。
They think the middle class is nothing but good luck.
他们利用社会制度不公平来欺压穷人。
They oppress the poor, or they take advantage of the social system to oppress the poor people.
所以他们有这样的一个想法。
So they have such thought.
那他们就自己找台阶下。
So they think they can make it even.
所以他们说穷人做坏事呢是理所当然的。
They think the poor people doing bad, it's reasonable.
他们去骗人也是没有关系的。
They're cheating, if they cheat other people, it's totally acceptable.
因为他们这是只争取一个公平而已。
Because they're just trying to make it fair.
啊，这是穷人的想法。
This is what poor people think.
那一个中产阶级人他怎么样想法呢？
So what did the middle class think?
他们看不起穷人。
They look down the poor.
他们觉得自己有今天完全是靠着自己的努力。
They think the reason they have today is because of their effort.
他们才得到的。
They gain by hard works.
他们也看不起有钱人。
They also look down the riches.
有钱人不过是运气好而已。
Yeah, they're nothing but good luck.
穷人说中产阶级运气好。
The poor think the middle class have good luck.
中产阶级说有钱人运气好。
And the middle class think the riches have had a good luck.
那有钱人是不是真的运气好呢？有钱人看不起其他所有的人。
But riches look down all other people.
他们自己觉得你们没有像我这么聪明。
They think other people are not as smart as they are.
会找机会，会投资。
That they know when to find opportunities. They know how to do investment.
所以我才变成有钱人。
So they become richer.
那他这样想的时候呢，就每个人就自己在想办法夸口。
So when they thought about this, they think about how they boast about themselves.
所以他夸口自己，贬低别人来建立自信心。
So they boast themselves and talk down other people to establish their confidence.
当福音的恩典临到我们的时候
，When the grace of gospel come upon us，
我们就知道自己有多么的迷失。
Then we know how lost we are。
基督所付出的代价有多大
？And how big the cost that Christ paid for us？
讲到是得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，不是出于行为。免得有人自夸。
So it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and it's not from yourselves. It's the gift of God, not by works, so no one can boast.
基督所付出的代价这么大。
Jesus has paid such a great deal.
基督把所有的夸口都挪走了。
He take away all the boast.
没有什么可以夸口的了。
And no one can boast.
那后面呢，就讲到是说。都是神所赐的，并不是出于自己。
Now they talk about it's all from God, not by works.
包括你的思想行为都不是你的，都是神所做的救恩。
Even your thoughts, your behaviors is all from God.
那这段经文呢，也告诉我们，恩典是神白白给我们的。
This paragraph also told us, the grace is God given us freely.
我们得到恩典的人没有任何功劳。
We have nothing to claim to receive this grace.
我们从小长大，我不知道在座有哪一位不知道白雪公主是谁的。
When we grew up, I think you all heard about Snow White.
大家都知道哈。
Yeah, you all know.
Okay. 那我把故事重新再讲一遍哈。
Now let's repeat the story.
白雪公主生出来的时候，她母亲就死了。
Snow White, upon her birth, her mom's dead.
所以呢，这个皇帝又娶了一个这个皇后，就是白雪公主有这个继母把她抚养的。
So the emperor had another empress to bring her up.
这个新的皇后呢，有一面镜子，叫做魔镜。
The empress had a magic mirror.
所以她常常问魔镜，说魔镜啊，魔镜，这世界上最美丽的女人是谁？
So she often asked the magic mirror, mirror, who's the most beautiful in this world?
那魔镜就会回答说，你是世界上最美丽的女人。
The magic mirror will answer that you are the most beautiful.
可是呢，白雪公主慢慢长大了。
But as Snow White grew up,
当白雪公主七岁的时候呢，她的容貌比她的这个继母长得漂亮了。
When she's seven years old, she's more beautiful than her mom.
所以有一天呢，魔镜就回答这个。继母皇后呢就这样讲。
So one day the magic mirror answered.
皇后陛下，你的确是一个相当美丽的女人，但是白雪公主比你更美丽了。
The esteemed empress, you're indeed very beautiful, but there's another woman more beautiful than you.
这个时候，这个新皇后呢就看白雪公主是她的眼中钉，是她的肉中刺。
Now this empress looked Snow White as a thorn in her flesh.
所以呢，一心要把她除掉。
She really wanted to wipe her out.
皇后呢，就命令一个猎人带着白雪公主到森林里面，要把她杀掉。
So empress ordered a hunter to take the Snow White into a fortress to kill her.
但是呢，白雪公主就逃避了。
But Snow White fled away.
在森林里面，白雪公主发现一个小小的农舍。
And in the fortress, Snow White found a farmhouse.
大家都记得吧？这个农舍里面是什么？有七个小矮人，对不对
？You all remember there are seven dwarfs in this farmhouse.
所以呢，她就在这个农舍里面住下来了。
So she lived among them.
皇后发现以后呢，说白雪公主没有死，她就假扮成一个农家的妇人。
So when the empress found that Snow White is not dead, so she disguised herself to be a farming woman.
所以她到森林里面去拜访白雪公主。
And then she visited the Snow White.
给她一个毒的苹果。
So she gave her a poison apple.
白雪公主就一口咬下这个苹果。
The Snow White bite on this apple.
立刻呢就昏死过去了。
And faint to death.
等到七个矮人回来的时候，发现这个白雪公主已经是死去了。
When the seven dwarfs come back, they found she's already dead.
就只好很哀痛地把她放在一个玻璃棺材里面。
So sadly, they put her in a glass coffin.
有一天，有个王子经过这个森林。
One day, there's a prince passed by.
他发现躺在玻璃棺材中的白雪公主。
She found a Snow White in a glass coffin.
这个王子被白雪公主的美丽所吸引，爱上了白雪公主。
He's really attracted by the beauty of Snow White and fall in love with her.
他就向这些矮人们要求说，能够把这玻璃棺材带走。
So he asked the seven dwarfs to allow him to take up with him the glass coffin.
啊，有个版本是说，在搬这个棺材当中呢，这个。毒苹果就从白雪公主口里面吐出来了。
There's a version says that when they moving this coffin, that the poison apple fall out of the Snow White's mouth.
白雪公主呢就醒过来了。
The Snow White wake up to life.
哦，王子好高兴哈。
The prince are very glad, happy.
所以呢，向白雪公主表示爱意，决定结婚，定下了婚期。
So he proposed to Snow White and engaged and set the wedding date.
这故事大家都记得吧？
So y'all remember the story.
白雪公主从死亡中苏醒。
The Snow White woke up from her death.
她做了些什么？
What did she do?
那个毒苹果从她口里怎么吐出来的？
How did the poison apple get out from her mouth?
白雪公主什么都没做，对不对？就是因为别人把这棺材抬来抬去。
Snow White didn't do anything. It's other people's moving the coffin and get it out.
请大家记住这个故事。
Please remember the story.
很多人以为自己的得救至少自己付出了一些什么。
Many people thought your salvation, at least you paid something.
今天我们把这个白雪公主的故事在这里讲的时候，你就知道你的救恩你自己没有任何功劳。
So we talk about the story of Snow White, now you know that you didn't contribute anything in your salvation.
即使我们说是我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
Even though it's talk about it's by grace you're saved, it's also through faith.
但是这个恩跟这个信心都是从神来的。
But it's grace and faith are all from God.
一个罪人能够从死亡中脱离了罪恶，得蒙救赎。
A sinful person, if he can, being saved from death.
全是圣灵的工作。
It's all by the work of the Holy Spirit.
自己一无可夸。
He had nothing to boast in this.
就是他的信心也是从神而来的。
Even his faith is from God.
下面呢，我再讲一个故事。
Now let's talk about another story.
有个小说叫做《孤星泪》，好像在国内叫做《悲惨世界》。
There's a novel, Les Misérables.
那是雨果写的。
Written by Hugo, Victor Hugo.
好，我们看这个 PowerPoint 在讲，你们知道主角是谁吗？
You know the main character?
看上面第一行，这个名字叫做尚万清。
His name is Jean Valjean.
因为他的这个司法对他不公平。
Because the judicial system mistreated him.
所以他被关进不见天日的监牢里面很多年。
He was put in jail for many years.
所以他的心情变得非常刚硬。
So his heart become really hardened.
他心里充满了仇恨，所以出监狱的时候，他是一个真正的坏人。
His heart is full of hatred, so he become a real, he really become a bad person when he was released from jail.
他觉得是说社会对他不公平，他理所当然可以做个坏人。
He think that the society mistreated him, so he has his right to really be a bad person.
有一天，他在一个主教的家里，这个。留宿的时候，主教就款待他。
So one day he stayed over in a bishop's home.
但是当主人睡觉以后呢，他偷了这个主人的银器跟餐具，就逃走了。
And bishop treated him very nicely, but when the host went to bed, he steal the silver utensils and flee.
所以他逃了没有多远，就被警察抓到了。
But before he get far, the police caught him.
被带到主教的家里来，要主教识别一下是不是这个人偷了你东西。
And brought him back to the bishop's home, asked the bishop to confirm, to verify if he really steal from this home.
可是主教跟这个警察说：“你们误会了，这个东西是我送给他的。”
But the bishop said to the police, "Oh, you misunderstood. Those are all what I given him to him."
为了加强他所说的是真的，他到这个壁炉上面拿了一对银的那个蜡烛台。拿下来，然后跟这个尚万清讲，你还忘记把这个蜡烛台带走。
And to prove that, he even get his to his fireplace to grab a silver lampstand, and given to Jean Valjean and said, "This I have also given you, but you forgot to take it."
主教这样的坚持以后，警察也没什么好讲了，就把他放。
So police had nothing to say but release the.
但对这个主角尚万清来讲，他看到了恩典。
But here the Rabbi John saw the grace.
那他离开主教家的时候，主教跟他讲了一些话。
So the and the bishop spoke to him.
他说：“我的弟兄，你不再是属于邪恶，而是属于善良了。”
He says, "My brother, you no longer belong to the evil, but to the good."
我已经把你的灵魂买回来。
I have purchased your soul.
我把你黑暗的思想和属地狱的灵魂抢回来了。
I captured your dark thoughts and hell-bounding soul.
把它交给了神。
And give them to God.
我们知道这是一个恩典。
We know this is a grace.
这个恩典瓦解了尚万清在监狱中所建立起来的一种仇恨。
This grace shattered the hatred harbored in Robert Young's heart since he's in the jail.
他发现那些苦读的思想渐渐离他而去。
He found all this bitterness, the thought of bitterness have gradually left him.
他了解到什么是饶恕，什么是和善。
he come to the sense of what's forgiveness and what's kindness.
他的人生发生了很大的冲击跟改变。
And there's a big impact in his life, and his life has changed.
在这个恩典中，尚万清放弃了他的仇恨。
In this grace, Rava Ram gave up his hatred.
在故事的结尾里面讲到，有个邮差在很早上的时候经过这个主教的家门去送信的时候。
At the end of the story, talk about a postman deliver mails into the bishop's home.
他看到有一个人跪在主教的房子面前祷告。
He saw a person kneel before the bishop's home.
这个人完全悔改了，他的生命完全改变了。
This person repented completely, and his life changed.
这个故事告诉我们，真正领受神恩典的人一定会有生命的改变。
This story tells us a person who really received God's grace must have a changed life.
很快的，我们看到最后一节。
Now let's read the last verse.
是今天我们所要来念的最后一节，我来念给各位听。
Now I will read this this verse.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我再念一遍。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Now I read this twice. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们都是神的工作。
We all God's handiwork.
如果你看这个工作的原来的意思，就是诗哈，诗句的诗。
The handiwork in Greek
是神的诗句。
Poetry. It's poetry from God.
是一个艺术品。
It's an artwork.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要妄自菲薄。
Don't think down. Don't talk down about yourself.
你的存在是神的杰作。
Your being is God's great work.
当神进入你的生命的时候，你会发现人生中一切的遭遇。
When God enter your life, you found everything you encounter in your life.
不管是顺境逆境，不管是年龄种族苦难才华软弱。
Regardless of the tragedy, hardship, your age, your race, miserable talents, or your weakness.
背后都有神的美意在里面。
They all have God's good and perfect purpose in that.
神在你身上有个目的。
Because God had a purpose in you.
这些事神都在预备你。
God prepared all this for you.
要你去完成他要你在这个世界上完成的事情。
So that you can only you can complete what you can complete.
假如你真正了解这一点。
If you really understand this.
你无论所面临的是什么，都是神在这里训练你，塑造你。
Regardless of what you encountered, it's all God is here to prepare you, to train you.
你就不会在这里为自己的表现啊这个在这里担忧了。
You will no longer worry for how you perform.
你如果认识神的恩典，你就不会再怀疑，不会再控诉。
If you know God's grace, you will no longer doubt. You will no longer accuse.
你也不会把自己跟别人去比较。
You will no longer compare yourself with others.
不用再担心你的表现够不够好。
You will no longer worry about how good is your performance.
不用再去注意别人怎么样
and no longer pay attention to how other people perform
都不用
this is all useless
你要知道你是独一的在这个世界上神给你预备神所预备的一个人
so you know you're unique in God's eye that you are only what God prepared for you
神有一个很重要的事情只有你才能够做得到
God has an important task that only you can accomplish
我们这样一路讲过来的时候你了解了吗
As we talk through this, do you understand?
神的恩典是个礼物
God's grace is a gift
是免费的
It's free
但是很重要的
But it's precious
但是很贵重的
It's important
而且是神给你预备要你去做的
And it's what God prepared for you to accept
神有一个目的
God has a purpose
你有没有一个回应去响应神要你做那个目的
Do you have a response to what God has for you?
弟兄姊妹们我们每个人 假如有思想的话，我们都要好好的去想一想。
We hope we all think hard on this.
我们好好去祷告。
We pray hard for this.
神的恩典到底是什么
？What's God's grace?
神的恩典在我身上有没有发生功效
？Has God's grace had impact on my life?
不要把神的恩典当了一个这个便条纸。不要把它变成便条纸。
Okay. Don't treat God's grace as a post-it.
你要好好的珍惜，好好的使用。
You have to cherish it.
好好的领受。
And accept it.
Yeah, 感谢主。
Thank God.